Let's, Bez Hashem Belineda, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori HaRav David Tzvi Ben HaRav Yosef, as well as Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham. Today's daf is daf Mem Gimel. We'll pick it up from the very bottom of Mem Beis Omen Beis. Let's back up a drop. Let's back up a drop of the Machlokes HaMoraim, how to pass on Halacha L'maisa. So Rav said the halach is like Rav Gamliel by Deer, Sahar, and Svina. Shmuel said the halach is like Rav Gamliel only by Svina. Everyone agrees halach Rav Gamliel by Svina. My time of the Gemara presented two reasons. Rabba said, since you were in the walls of the Mechitza Erev Shabbos, so therefore you have the whole boat. Rav Zera says, since the Svina is moving always, that's why you have the whole boat. Gemara said, what's the difference? The difference is if it doesn't have walls. Either the walls broke, or you're jumping from boat to boat. That's what we got up to. Says the Gemara, V'rabbi Zera, my town, Lama Karabo. We are on the bottom of Membez. Two lines in the bottom. V'rabbi Zera, my town, Lama Karabo. Why does Rabbi Zera not like Rabba's reason that you were there on Erev Shabbos? That the reason that they had to walk for the whole boat is that you were there in the airspace of the walls. On my loch. So Rabbi Zera will explain to you, Mechitzos lavriach mayan asuyos. The walls of a boat are not made really to live inside the boat. The walls of the boat are just there to protect against the water coming in. And therefore, they don't halachically make the boat a dwelling type of area. Right, so Rabba holds that those walls are ledira, are made for living. Fine. For Rabba, my time alone with Rabbi Zera. Why does Rabba not like Rabbi Zera's reason that the boat is moving? B'mahaleches, the Gemara says like this. B'mahaleches, kuliyama lo pligi. If the boat is moving, no, then Rabba agrees to Rabbi Zera that you get all 4 hours. Ki pligi b'sha'amda. They're arguing if the boat stopped in one place. So in that case, Rabbi Gamliel says you could walk on the entire boat because it stopped. But because Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, you only have 4 amos. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, Mastis Nami Deka, I'll prove to you that the Mishnah's Dibbe Mahaleches Lo Pligi. I'll prove to you that the case of the Mishnah was not talking about where the boat was moving. Rather, where the boat was moving, everyone agrees you could walk in the whole boat. Mimai Midiktani, what did it say in the Mishnah? Maise Shabo'u Mi Plandarsin. So they already got there. And then the wind blew. So it was a complete onus, because they already got there, and then the wind blew them back out to sea. Rav Gamliel, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, holchu eskula. They walked on the whole boat, because they hold that if you're forced to go outside the tchum ba'ones, and you find yourself in an enclosed area, you're allowed to walk in the whole area. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, lo zazu me'arba amos, sheratzu lahachmir al atzman. That's what the Mishnah said. I amrit bishlama b'mahaleches lo pligi. This Mishnah makes sense if you tell me that if the boat was moving, nobody argues. Everyone agrees you're allowed to walk the whole boat. Hainu diktani ratzu. That's why it says Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva stayed within 4 amos because they wanted to be machmir on themselves. Dilma Amda, because it was a moving boat, the boat was moving, and why they want to be machmir? In other words, everyone agrees while the boat is moving that it's mutter, but they were machmir when the boat was moving. Why are they machmir on themselves? They were machmir themselves, the boat was moving. Why? Because they were choshesh, maybe the boat would stop moving. That's the chashash. When the boat's moving, everyone agrees it's mutter.
But they were refused to walk through the whole boat when the boat is moving because they were choshesh, maybe the boat would stop moving. Dilma amda. Eli'i amrit pligi. However, if you say that they argue even when the boat is moving, meikar adin, hi ratzu lahachmir yisuru. So what do you mean they ratzu lahachmir? The boat was moving, so it's usser. If they argue by this, so what do you mean ratzu lahachmir? That's a real isser. So that's a proof that they argue that that when it's moving, everyone agrees it would be mutter. Amar Vashi Mastiksa Nami Deka, I have another proof from the Mishnah. Diktani Svina Dumya Dadir Visar. It compares, the Mishnah compares the case of the boat to the corral. Ma Dir Visar Dikviye, just like the corral doesn't move, Av Svina Nami Dikviye, so too the time when they have the dispute is where the boat is not moving. But where the boat is moving, everybody agrees that you have the whole boat. Amali Rav Acha, Bereid Rav LeRav Ashi. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said to Rav Ashi, we learned earlier that both Rav and Shmuel agree, Hilchasa Kiram Gamliel Bisfina, that both Rav and Shmuel agree that the halacha follows Rav and Gamliel by the boat. Hilchasa mechlal de pligi. From the fact that they say the halacha is like him shows that there's a machlokas. Now, how do you know there's bechal machlokas? All it says over there is that they want it to be machmir on themselves. But it sounds like meikra din, they agree. So Gemara says, that's correct. There is a machlokas. Vatanya, like with Intan Abraisa, usually Vatanya means a question, but in case of this, it's a proof. Vatanya, Intan Abraisa, Chananya Omer, Kol Osa Hayom, Yashvu Vudanu Bidvar Halacha. That entire day on the boat, the Tanaim sat and argued the halacha. Emesh, Hichriya, Achi Abba. Last night, Rabbi Yeshua my uncle Rabbi Yeshua, my father's brother, was machriya this way, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel b'sfina, that you're allowed to walk the whole thing, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva b'dir v'sar, and the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva by the other case. So it's clear from this Brisa, again, this is a Brisa referring to the Mishnah, but it's clear to this Brisa that there is a machlokas even by the case of boat, meaning a boat that's stationary. But a boat that's moving, everyone agrees that make or din, it's mutter to walk the whole thing. But Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva wanted to just be machmir themselves because they were afraid maybe it would stand still. So it comes out according to the conclusion of the Gemara that the machlokas tanaim is by a boat standing still. And Rabbi Yeshua paskins, in this case, Rabbi Yeshua paskins, like Rabbi Gamliel, that you're allowed to walk in the whole boat. But in the moving boat, everyone agrees that it's mutter meikar adin. Fine. Let's continue. What was the story there with the uncle? Whose uncle? It's Chananya. Right. Chananya was Rabbi Yeshua's nephew. So Chananya was talking. So he said he was talking about my uncle Yeshua. Okay, fine. Good. Bar of Chananya. Chananya asked the following interesting case. Yesh tchumin l'mala me'asara o ein tchumin l'mala me'asara? Does the Isser tchum extend to an area above 10 tvachim? Amud gavo asar v'rachav arba, a beam standing in Rishus HaRabim that's 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide. So 2 tvachim are in the tchum and 2 tvachim are outside the tchum, lo tibaylach. That's not a kasha. Because that's obviously you're not allowed to walk on the part of the beam that's outside the tchum. Da'ara smichtei, That's like just an elevated ground. That's considered to be like a thick ground. It's a separate Rishus HaYachid. So if you would climb up on that beam, so clearly you're not allowed to walk on the other half of the beam. Kiti Baylach Be'amud Gavah Asar Ve'eno Rachav Arba. It's not four tvachim wide. It's not so easy to walk on it. It's very narrow. So the question is, are you allowed to walk outside the tchum up there? Inami deka'azel b'kfitza. Or a person would walk by jumping in the air. What in the world is this talking about, gentlemen? Hold your breath for a second here. This is referring to people who would be able to transport themselves by uttering magical incantations. I kid you not. Kfitza. That people would mention Hashem's name, the holy name of Hashem of 72 letters, they would mention Hashem's name, and they'd be able to jump from place to place, like teleport, whatever, through jumping. So you could go far away, but you would be above 10 tefachim. So since you're above 10 tefachim, so is that a problem of chutz l'tchum, or are you like in a different rishus when you're above 10 tefachim? So Rav Yaakov Emden writes that even the Nevi'im would not use this. Eliyahu Navi, the Tanakh tells story, Eliyahu Navi was lost in the desert 40 days. He didn't use Hashem's name to do kfitza. Even to save themselves from death, they wouldn't use it. Why didn't Yirmiyo Anavi use it to take himself out of jail? And many Nevi'im that died, and they didn't save themselves by using Hashem's name. Yishai Anavi apparently tried to use himself. Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos, it didn't help him. Yishai tried to use it once. Right, so there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Udi Ishtamsh Besaga Chalof. Someone who uses Hashem's name has no chelik in Olam Haba. However, the Meiri writes, Bekfitza, so all that I just quoted you, that's Rav Yaakov Emden says that most of the Nevi'im never used this. Yishayahu and Avi tried to use it once, it didn't help him. But the Meiri writes, no, the Meiri sounds like it's not using Hashem's name. Rather, it's actual jumping. You're jumping from pole to pole. Like you're just, the Meiri says there's nothing fancy going on over here. It's just a regular jump. Okay. So the question is the air, does Tchum go even above 10 Tvachim? Says the Gemara. Lishnach, so inami, the cause of b'kfitza. Lishnach rina, b'sfina, mai. If you have a boat that's more than 10 tefachim off the river, the ocean bottom, are you allowed to walk outside the tchum on that boat if the boat is more than 10 tefachim off the ground? Mai. What's the halacha? Now, before we get to the answer, the Rashba writes over here, a person who acquires Shvisa when Shabbos enters in on the ground, and afterwards he jumps more than 2,000 amos and comes down on the ground, that's obvious that he's not allowed to do that. Wherever he lands with the kvitza, he only has 4 amos. That's not the Gemara's kasha here. Even if you say the Isser of Kvitza does not apply above 10 Tvachim, but at the end of the day, he already was Kone Shvisa in a certain place when Shabbos comes in, and now he left that place. So that's not the question here. The question of Hananya is a person who did not acquire Shvisa on the ground on Erev Shabbos. Let's say when Erev Shabbos came in, he was on top of an Amud that was 10 Tvachim tall and not 4 Tvachim wide, or he was on a boat that's 10 tefachim off the ocean floor. So he was never kone shvisa on the ground. He was kone shvisa above 10 tefachim. such a person is the question about whether Tchum applies to him. Question is, does Tchum apply above 10 so we view him as if he's on the ground and he's not allowed to move anywhere? Or, since he was above 10, he has no Shvisa, and therefore, whenever he gets to a place below 10, that's where his Shvisa is, and he'd be allowed to walk 2,000 amas from that spot. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Hoshaya Tashma, coming here, proof. Maise Shebo'u Mi Plandarsin. The Fligas Yvinas Bayam, and then a big wind came and blew them out to sea again. So, and yet Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar walked the whole boat. Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva stayed within the four amas because they wanted to be machmer themselves. Iyamitz Bishlama Yesh Tchumin Misham Hachi Ratsu. That's why the rabbis wanted to be strict. You see that there is a din of Tchum even above 10 Tfachim. Because they were on the boat, presumably it was above 10 Tfachim. El Iyamitz Ein Tchumin. If you say there's no Tchum above 10 Tfachim, Amai Ratsu, why were they machmer themselves? Even if the Sfina would stand still, they were still above 10 Tfachim. Answers the Gemara, Kedama Rava, B'ma'aleches B'rekak. Hachanami Malachas B'rekak. Maybe the boat wasn't above 10 Tfachim, it was on a muddy area. So it wasn't above 10 Tfachim. Toshma, right, mud, Rekak is mud. Right, the birds were created from the mud in the 6 days of creation. Toshma, Pamachas lo nichnesu lanamal ad shechashecha. One time they didn't get to port until it was dark, and they asked Rav Gamliel, were we within the Tchum by the time Shabbos started? Yamer Bishlama, Yesh Tchumin, Shapir. El Yamer's Ein Tchumin, what's the problem? Kiloin and Tchum, I have a. Kiloin and Bishlama, Tchum, I have a. Even they weren't in Tchum, what's the big deal? Same answer, I'm a Rava. This is where Rava gave the answer. Malachas Berakak. They were in the muddy area, so they were within the Tchum. Toshma, come in here, a proof. Hani Shev Shmaita. Right, so there's a famous sefer called the Shev Shmaita, right? Why is the sefer Shev Shmaita called the Shev Shmaita? So in Maseches Chulin, so there were these seven laws about the laws of Treifas. That's where the phrase Shev Shmaita comes from. Seven laws about Treifa. Hani Shev Shmaita. Seven halachas of Treifas mentioned in Maseches Chulin, Daf Mem Beis. Dit Amron Bitsafra Bishabata Kameder Rav Chista Besura. They were taught in the morning, on Shabbos morning, in Rav Chista and Surah, Ubahadi Pandi the Shabbata, and then Shabbos afternoon, the same seven halachas, Kameder Rava Bepumbadisa. Were taught in front of Rav in Pumbadisa. Now, Man Amrinu, how in the world can you get from Surah to Pumbadisa on one Shabbos? It's more than 2,000 amas. Who taught these halachas? Lav Elio, Amrinu must be Elio Anavi taught them, and he used Kvitsa. Alma, Ein Tchum in Lamalame Asara, must be, there's no Tchum on top of 10 Tvachim. Because Elio Anavi must have done it, says the Gemara. Lo, Dilma Yosef Shida Amrinu, maybe it was a certain shade, a certain demon whose name was Yosef, who taught them. And luckily, Shadim don't have to observe the mitzvos. So the demons don't have to observe the mitzvos, and therefore he was allowed to go outside the tchum. So you can't answer the suffix as far as tchum and above 10 from this case. Says the Gemara, Tashma harini nazir biyom sheben David ba. A guy makes a neder, behold, I am a nazir, I'm going to be a nazir on the day Mashiach comes. Mutter lishos yayim b'shabasas v'yom tovim. So the guy is allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif because Mashiach cannot come on a Shabbos or a Yontif. Va'aser lishdos yayin b'chol yomos hachol. But he's not allowed to drink wine any weekday because Mashiach can show up any day of the week. Says Gemara, Iyamis b'shlama yesh tchumin hainin b'shazos yom tovim mutter. If you tell me there is a din of Tchum above 10, presumably when Mashiach comes, so he can't come on Shabbos. Why? Because Mashiach's going to come from out of the Tchum. even though presumably Mashiach is going to come through some magical means, and he's going to be above 10 tefachim through kvitza. So you tell me if there's a problem of tchum above 10, I understand why Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. Al iyamis ein tchumin b'shabbos v'yom tovim. But if you tell me there is no din of tchum above 10 tefachim on Shabbos and Yadiv, so why is this guy allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yantiv? Mashiach could come on Shabbos and Yantiv. Answer the Gemara, Shani Hasan Damar Kra. The pasuk says, Hine Anochi Shalech Lachem Es Eliyah Hanavi V'gomer Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem. The reason why Mashiach's not going to come on Shabbos and Yantiv is not because of a tchum problem. Maybe really there is a problem of tchum above 10. Now, the reason why he's not coming on Shabbos and Yantiv is because if Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come the day before, see, he's not coming on that day. So the Gemara asked the obvious question, Ihachi, Bechol, Kol Yoma, V'yoma, Nami Lishtere, Dehalo, Us Eliyahu Me'esmo. So then what's the difference between Shabbos and a weekday? Eliyahu didn't show up the day before. Ela, Amrin LeBezen HaGadla. No, maybe Eliyahu HaNavi went to the Bezen HaGadla, you just didn't hear about it yet. Hachanami lehen with the Bezen HaGadol Asa. Gemara answers, Kfar muftach lehen liYisrael she'ein Eliyo ba lo ba'arvi shabasas lo ba'arvi yomim tovim mipnei ha'torach. No, we have a promise to Klal Yisrael that Eliyo Anavi is not coming on an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif because he would not want to be matriach Klal Yisrael on such a day. It's such a busy day. We're running around to Gourmet Glot picking up last minute things and we're getting the oil and the wick and stuff, so Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to bother us on an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. It would be too difficult. Like, we wouldn't stop what we're doing if Eliyahu HaNavi showed up. Unbelievable. So the Rashba has this kasha. And apparently Eliyahu HaNavi is only coming one day before Mashiach. Ask the Rashba, what do you mean Eliyahu doesn't come on a Friday? Maybe he came on Thursday, and Mashiach's on a Friday, but they both went to the Beis Din HaGadol, so people don't know it yet. So you shouldn't be able to drink wine. The answer is, if Mashiach came before his neder, so the Nazirus is not chal. The Ritva has another answer. He doesn't mean mamish the day Mashiach comes. He means a day that's roy for Mashiach to come. So even if Eliyahu came on Thursday, Mashiach on a Friday, the Issa would not be chal on Shabbos, because Shabbos is not roy for him. This is Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. Tosfos Dior Maaskav HaAser, Top Tosfos talks about this. Okay, let's continue. So since Eliyahu HaNavi can't come on Erev Shabbos, so Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. So therefore you're allowed to drink wine. It says, Kasaka daitach mid Eliyahu lo asa. Since Eliyahu can't come on Erev Shabbos, Mashiach nami lo asi. Mashiach also can't come on Erev Shabbos. He also is not going to want to be mevatelas. But Mali Shabbos Elishtri says, how come you can't drink wine on a Friday? It says the Gemara, no. Eliyahu lo asi, Mashiach asi. Eliyahu won't come on an Erev Shabbos, but Mashiach could come on an Erev Shabbos. To came into asi Mashiach, once the Mashiach shows up, Hakol avodin hein li Yisrael, the Goyim are going to work for us, so you can send the Goyim to Gourmet Glot. So the Gemara says, once Mashiach comes, the Goyim are going to be scared, they're going to work for us, so you're not going to have to go to Gourmet Glot. The Goyim are going to go. Says the Gemara, b'chad b'shabba lishterei. If Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on Friday, presumably he's not going to come on Shabbos either. He can't come on Shabbos. So if Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos, he's got to go outside the Tchum. If you tell me there's a Tchum, so then you should be able to drink wine on Sunday. Lifshot mina de'ein Tchumen. De'yesh Tchumen b'chad b'shabba lishtrei de'loas Eliyahu b'shabbos. If there is a din of Tchum, Eliyahu HaNavi can't come on Shabbos, which means Mashiach can't come on Sunday. So you should be able to drink wine on Sunday. And the Gemara, Hai Tana Sfuke Misabkale. He's not sure. Iyesh Tchumen O Ein Tchumen. Is there a din of Tchum above 10 Tfachim, or is there no din of Tchum above 10 Tfachim?
ulachumra, and therefore he is strict. In case there's no din of tchum on Shabbos, Eliyahu Navi can come on Shabbos, then Mashiach can come on Sunday, and therefore you can't drink wine. Says the Gemara. Tukai emas tekanada. What day of the week was this guy holding on when he made his neder? And he said that on the day Mashiach comes, I'm not going to drink wine. Ilema dekai bechol. If he's holding on a weekday, so how is he allowed to drink wine on Shabbos? Kevin dechal in nazirus. Once the nazirus is chal on him, hechi asher Shabbos amafkale. Once the nazirus is chal, how does the nazirus now all of a sudden not apply to Shabbos? Says the what makes it stop? How does Shabbos stop the nazirus? In other words, how can you stop the neder? Maybe Elio came on Thursday, Mashiach on Friday. He came to Bezen Agadol. People don't know about it. So maybe the Nazirus is Chal on Friday. So it would be usher for him to drink wine on Shabbos. Rashi has an original pshat over here. Okay, what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the Gemara's kasha? The kasha is like this. Again, back in the Gemara, Dekoy Amos Dekoy Nader. When was he standing when he made the nether? Ilema Dekoy Bechol. If he was on a regular weekday, so how could he drink wine on Shabbos? Kevin the Chal Nazirus. Once the Nazirus is Chal on him, Misafik, right? The Nazirus is Chal on him on Thursday because maybe Mashiach is going to show up that day. So how could Shabbos stop it? What do you mean? Klamar, so the Rashi explains. Since, how can you be matir drinking wine on Shabbos because Mashiach didn't come yet? Maybe Elio came on Thursday and Mashiach came on Friday and they came to Bezen HaGadol and most people don't know about it yet. So his Nazirus would be Chal on Thursday. Right, because Mashiach came. And therefore, if his Nazirus was Chal on Friday, he can't drink on Shabbos. How does Shabbos all of a sudden stop the Nazirus? Ella, Dekai b'Shabbata, he's standing on Shabbos, v'kanada, uv'yamta v'kanada. He's made the nether on Shabbos and yamta, v'ahu yomu d'sharle. That day, it's not Chal. Mikan v'elach aserle. But starting on Sunday, he's aser. That's the case. Fine. Pamachas lo niklasu lunamo. One time they didn't go into the port. And they asked him Gamliel, right? They didn't get into the port till it was already Shabbos. They asked him, can they get off? And he said, you can get off, because I saw we're already in the tchum. Tana. Shvoferes Aisal Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel had a certain telescope. Not a telescope, binoculars. Shaya Mabit Vitsofa ba Alpayim Amba Biabasha Uchenegda Alpayim Bayom. Rabbi Gamliel had a special tube that he would look through it and he would be able to see exactly 2,000 amos. So he knew whether they were within 2,000 amos of the port as Shabbos entered. Harotaleda Kama Omko Shelge. If a person wants to know, what is the depth of a certain valley? Mevi shvoferes umabidba. So he brings also binoculars, and he looks through this tube. V'yadakama onko shel agai. He'll know how deep the valley is. V'harotzaleda kama govo shel dekel. You want to know how tall the Dekel tree is. Modade komaso, he should measure his own height, vitzilo, and the difference in his own height and his shadow. Vitzel komaso, and then he should he should measure the his height and the height of the shadow of the Dekel. Vitzel komaso, and then measure his own shadow. V'yeda kama gova shel Dekel. He can measure the percentage difference between his height and his shadow's height.
and then measure the decal's shadow, and I'll know how tall the decal is. Wow. Harotze. Shelo Tishre Chayara B'tzel Kever. A person who wants to make sure that a wild animal doesn't rest in the shade of a grave, it's probably not a good idea for if lions and tigers hang out next to the grave. Noetz kane ba'arba sha'os bayom. So he should place a short stick at 10 o'clock in the morning, v'yir lechen seal note, and see what kind of an angle the shade makes from the stick. Mashpiv olam, mashpiv yorid. So when he builds the matseva, he should build it on a slant, that same slant that the sun would do. So he knows how sharp to make the angle that the animal won't get shade from the grave. Nechemia bereder of Chaniloi mishachte shmeite. See, am I doing this piece or not? We're stopping here. I think I'm stopping over here by Nechemia. Okay, I think we're going to stop here. We'll stop here by the word Nechemia, by the dot on the bottom. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day, a meaningful fast, and the Gemar Chassidus.